of that is full featured enough for you to start switching over is called CryptPad. I believe it's based in France. It calls itself a collaborative office suite that is end-to-end encrypted and open source. And you can find that at cryptpad.org. That's CryptPad.org. So next time someone says, hey, let's set up a Google Doc so we can collaborate on whatever, you can say, great idea to collaborate. That's no problem by me. I'd be happy to collaborate, but let's not use Google Docs. Let's try CryptPad. Let's just try it out with one document and see how it works. And from there, you can tell people, isn't it nice that we're using an open source encrypted service that is not surveilling us and is not part of the big tech cabal? Okay, so that's Google Docs. Use CryptPad. Next, don't use an iPhone or Google surveillance phone. And I say this advisedly because I myself carry an iPhone, and I've covered this on past shows. I'm a fellow traveler, friends. I'm not saying I have reached nirvana yet, having freed myself from the big tech giants, but this is aspirational for me, as it will be for some of you. Don't use an iPhone. Definitely do not use a Google surveillance phone. There are lots of options out there. I'm going to give you three. One is a Fairphone. That's F-A-I-R phone. That's a company based in the Netherlands, fairphone.com. You can also use a Punkt phone. That's P-U-N-K-T.ch. CH for Switzerland, Punkt, or past guests on the show, The Light Phone, which is at thelightphone.com. They're based in Brooklyn and have a minimally featured phone that is worth checking out. So whether it's a Fairphone, a Punkt phone, or a Light Phone, and by the way, if you do use a Google phone, there are services that will remove the Google Android spyware from the phone, and they will install a different operating system on the phone that has nothing to do with Google and no Google hooks. It's called Calyx OS. That's C-A-L-Y-X OS, and you can find it at calyxos.org, and you can get information on which phones you can get to install Calyx OS on the phone. So again, aspirationally for me and for many of you, don't use an iPhone. Definitely do not use a Google surveillance phone. And if you have to use Google hardware, don't use Android. Get the Android wiped and put on Calyx OS. And finally, last tip I'll give, and this is number 10, don't use an Apple or Windows laptop computer or desktop computer. This again is aspirational for me because I do use an Apple in my work. But I have been feeling like the frog slowly being boiled by Apple's successive updates, in which they are acting more and more like a typical big tech company, which is to say more and more like a Google or a Microsoft. And so at some point, I am going to need to switch off from Apple. So don't use an Apple or Windows computer. Instead, use a computer using Linux that's running the Linux operating system. And by the way, I did a whole show on this a while back. If you go to tectonic.fm and find the May 27, 2024 Tectonic, I did a whole show on Linux as the superior operating system to Macs. Apple Macs operating system, and certainly superior to Microsoft Windows. And at some point, inevitably, I am going to have to switch myself over to Linux. And if you are now ready to get a Linux computer, what I would recommend is a laptop from a company called Framework. This is, you can find them online at frame.work. And the company Framework delivers computers, laptops, that are running the Linux operating system, and they are modular. Their components are modular, so it's really easy to switch out the battery if the battery goes, or other easy to take out or put in RAM or what have you. Framework is creating the laptops that are favored by the right to repair aficionados, of which I am one, and we need more companies like Framework that are making laptops like that. So that is That is tip number 10. Don't use an Apple or Windows computer. Use a framework laptop running Linux, and go back in the archives to learn more about Linux and the distributions that I recommend. And those are my tips. That's a non-exhaustive list of some of the big tech alternatives that I would recommend. And I hope you have enjoyed, friends, this show full of good news. There is good tech news out there. I don't have a lot of time to cover it week to week because there's so much more bad news, but I promise I will try to come back to the good news from time to time. And thanks again for listening, and thanks again to Kirk Pearson for that awesome new theme song. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. My homework for you next time, friends, is avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. Our outro this evening is written, composed, and performed by Kirk Pearson. The song is called The Self-Driving Car. Excuse me. The song is called The Self-Driving Car's Gonna Repossess Itself. Have a great week, everybody.
Yes, indeed. Good evening and welcome to another installment of It's Complicated, an hour, 60 minutes of Prague and Prague-adjacent music with me, your host, Dave Mandel. The buck stops here. If you don't like the music, it's on me. But you'll like it. We're going to start tonight's show with something I've been meaning to play for a while. I'm going to try not to make this too long an introduction, but the album After Bathing at Baxter's by Jefferson Airplane is one of my very, very, very favorite albums in the world. Still, I think the record's a masterpiece. I don't do top five, top ten, whatever, but if I did, it would be somewhere on that list. And I've been meaning to play this track for a while, and it is one of the lesser-known tracks on the album, but one of my favorites. It's a Grace Slick composition called Rejoice, and the Joyce, it's Rejoice, R-E-J-O-Y-C-E. The Joyce refers to James Joyce and Ulysses, and it's a big, epic thing with many, many parts, and the track is, that is. And among other things, and absolutely, definitely proggy, among other things, among other reasons, I would call it proggy, is that there's several sections of the tune are in 7/8 time. 7/8 time was, for some reason, at one point, Grace Slick became fascinated with, she discovered the time signature 7/8 and became kind of fascinated with it. And there's here and there in various Jefferson Airplane tracks and recordings of the time, of the, that period, there are bits in 7/8 time. And that's great. Great. We need more of that. So I'm going to play that track now. Oh, I forgot the most important part. So I was planning to play that today, right? Cross my heart, this is the absolute truth. I was planning to play this track today, and I found out there's Bloomsday, which is the reference to the to Ulysses, which takes place on what is now called Bloomsday. And literary geeks, of which I am not one, make a big fuss about Bloomsday every year, and they do various tributes, parades, God knows what, commemorating James Joyce and Ulysses. Today, I swear to God, today, June 16th, is Bloomsday. I had no idea. What are the odds? It was like a 1 in 365 chance that I would hit that. So it just happens to be Bloomsday. I found that out today after I was already planning to play this. That's enough. Great song. You will love this if you haven't heard it. And especially, most of all, listen to the bass play, the bass playing of the master, Jack Cassidy.
Chemical chain, you've shattered the warning. I'm alive. Let me see you moving everything over, smiling in my room. You know, you'll be inside of my mind soon. You in the room, Saxon sick on the holy dregs, and they're constant getting a throw up on his leg. Molly's gone to blazes, Boylan's crotch amazes any woman whose husband sleeps with his head all buried down at the foot of his bed. Mother's farm. War's good business, so give your son, and I'd rather have my country die for me. Somehow it all falls.
Rejoice on Bloomsday by amazing coincidence. Gray Slick, Jefferson Airplane, Jack Cassidy, honorable mention. And yes, June 16th today is the day that that Ulysses takes place on. Not that I've read it, mind you. I got up to like page 17 or 18 once. Don't tell anybody. We're going to hear a couple of related things now. We're going to hear first from a group called Web. They were originally called The Web. The whole the non-the thing is complicated and boring, actually. The Pink Floyd, you know, sometimes bends. Add the, sometimes they drop it. Who knows? This band was originally called The Web. They changed it to Web long before the World Wide Web. In fact, this is back in the late 60s, 1970. So we're going to hear a track from them, English group Web, and who are sort of straddling prog and jazz, I would say, the kind of shades of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, maybe, who were all the rage at the time. Web, and following them, we're going to hear a band that was a spin-off, basically, of Web, and that band was Samurai. So two tracks from those two related groups from 1970, 1971, and here you go.
Thank you. Work. waiting in the room, they call waiting. Breathing air, the smell of which made me feel alone. Heard a sound that set my teeth grating. Virtuoso playing an electric drill. Bi-weekly, only thing available there was to read. How I stared, but only discreetly, till I saw a girl that made me feel in need. You're lovely, Miss Marty J. Those naughty games with my heart.
And that's music from the band Samurai, jazz rock slash prog group from England, 1971. And before, and from their self-titled album, 1971, we heard Morty James. And preceding that, we heard again a band called Web and a track with a long title. Let me see if I can find it. Concerto for Bedsprings, including I Can't Sleep, Sax Song, Peaceful Sleep, You Can Keep the Good Life, and Loner from the group Web. And that, my friends, brings us up to date. We're going to hear something a little bit more recent now. I'm also going to play, I am once again going to play two, well, sort of related things. We're going to hear from a group called Absolutely Free. Yes, obviously a mother's reference, although no connection whatsoever that I know of. These folks are from Toronto. Catch my breath. From Toronto. And lots of analog synthesizer. And I was listening to this record earlier today, and it reminded me of something. What is it? What is it? What does it remind me of? And then it hit me. They reminded me of the group White Noise, a British electronic sort of proto-prog band from the very late 60s. So I'll play those two together. We're going to hear Absolutely Free, again, group from Toronto. We're going to hear a single, actually, a two-song release. Can you call it a single? I think it might be digital only. A track called Clothed Woman Sitting. And then following that, we'll hear White Noise and a track from their classic, I think I can say that, 1969 album, An Electric Storm.
Stretching his arms and all. is silent, painless. I didn't know what happened. I was suddenly standing above my brother while you looked on too much in shock for tears. I tried to talk to you, but you wouldn't listen. And now I'm weeping, like guilty lover, in the dark, for such a hopeless moment. And even as we meet, I feel you slipping from me. And I go back to my darkness.
And about 11 minutes of the band White Noise there. English group, 1969. No strangers to this station or the DJs here or listeners of FMU. And I played them. It's a little bit of a stretch to call them prog adjacent, just a little bit. But again, I was sort of stream of consciousness thing where the track I played previously from the group Absolutely Free from Toronto just reminded me of White Noise. As someone on the comments board pointed out, There are various various other electronic groups of the period that could just as easily been evoked by them. Anyway, Absolutely Free and Clothed Woman Sitting, which is a track from off a single released in 2013, and then White Noise with The Visitation. We're going to hear now a track from a band from New Orleans called LLC, and it's sort of a running joke, I guess, with this band. LLC, the band name, is a corporate term that you've all probably seen somewhere or other. Stands for Limited Liability Corporation, and all the track titles on this release are corporate type terms like Consumer Confidence, Dead Cat Bounce, which is a Wall Street term, Acid Test Ratio. We're going to hear, what was I going to play from this? We're going to hear the track Adaptive Firm, I believe. Let me check my notes because I can never remember these things. Adaptive Firm, yes, was the track that I planned on playing. This is the group LLC. Again, they're from New Orleans. This is from a self-titled release from a couple of years ago, 2023. Math Rock, I think the kids call this. Want to make sure it fades completely. Music there from D.D.A. Lockwood, who, of course, was the violinist in Gong, and you can't have much more proggy credentials than that, or much more hippie credentials than that. D.D.A. Lockwood and a piece called Infinitude from 2016. And that's pretty much going to do it for me. Thanks so much for listening, folks. It's been a pleasure. See you next week. Following in just a few seconds will be Stashu. She'll be followed, as usual, at 9 by Daniel Blumen. Have a great week. You're tuned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and...
Rock! Rock! Rock!
Lynn County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stashu's next.
Come on. to dance with me, Stanley Show. Broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location near the beach. Come on, everybody. It's the summer of Stashu. A squirrel just ran by.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Raquello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
Say. Come on, everybody at home. Say it. Ooh la la.
Come on, come on.
Say it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Say it. Come on. Say it.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Say it. Say it.
Broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location.
How's everybody doing? It's nice to have you here, poolside, with all your towels and mocktails and martinis in hand, smoking cigars and popping inflatable pool toys with the hot end of your cigarettes, because that's what